Okay, welcome back to Fash Ed for Fact Friday. I thought it was about time that we had another just like fun fact, and I don't necessarily know if we'd call this one fun exactly, maybe a little disturbing, but it's definitely interesting. So I found this on a BuzzFeed article, so I'm just gonna get right to it. Did you know that in the 19th century, some men wore detachable collars that were starched so much that they were lethal? This article just has like a really short little paragraph that it says they caused slow asphyxiation or puncture wounds. And then I like, of course, had to know more about this. So I clicked on the link that they provided, and it went to a BBC article, and this one gives a little bit more detail, saying that these collars, which they like, I guess, added them onto their shirts so that they didn't have to change the actual shirt every day. You could just switch out the collars, but they were starched so much and they were so stiff that they could cut off blood supply to the carotid artery, this article says, and they would actually like suffocate people too if it said they would go to gentlemen's clubs, have a few glasses of port and nod off in a winged armchair with their heads tilted forward. They actually suffocated, is a direct quote from this BBC article. So yeah, pretty crazy. I guess watch how much you're searching your clothes. I don't know if anyone even does that anymore. I feel like I'm lucky if I even steam the wrinkles out of something. But definitely a very interesting fact for this week. And yeah, that's it for this one. I thought it would be nice for a little bit of, I guess, kind of grim entertainment this week. But I will definitely link both of those articles for you in the show notes if you want to check them out. They're both relatively short little clips, and I'm sure there's probably more in this somewhere. So if I come across it ever, I will update you guys. And that's it for the weekend. I guess just the usual little ordeal here at the end. If you have time to leave a review, I would love that. Or just kind of follow along or subscribe on any other apps that don't allow you to leave actual reviews. But yeah, that's about it. I will see you on Wednesday to get Fash Ed again.